Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Planned Parenthood baby organ distributors are now being prosecuted for selling baby body parts for enormous profit. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, we all know about David DeLayden and Sandra Susan Merritt. We represent Sandra Merritt. She was one of the two, along with David, undercover investigators that did the interviews and videotaped the interviews regarding Planned Parenthood high-level officials across the country and revealed the barbaric action of what was going on in these Planned Parenthood abortion clinics, selecting babies for abortion and then harvesting their body parts and then selling them. Well, now the Orange County District Attorney in California has filed a state lawsuit, against two biological companies, the Da Vinci Biosciences and DV Biologics, their sister biological supply companies, and accuse them of selling baby body parts unlawfully at enormous markups. And their source, guess where they're buying their baby body parts? You guessed it, Planned Parenthood, mm-hmm. Matt. This really, I think, is a major development, totally, completely ignored by the major media. You haven't seen this anywhere in major media.
Yeah, it just smacks of the same kind of language, you recall from the Nazi era with Joseph Mengele and using human bodies, live humans, and chopping them into pieces and experimenting with their body parts and so forth. And that's no different than what we have here. The only difference is we're talking about preborn children who are slaughtered, some of them even born alive, and then experimented on. Versus postborn in persons. So this is just frightening to hear about this, but at least there's some level of justice being served here. The problem is, the people who are doing the killing, the murdering, and the body part distribution and the selling of the body parts, it's Planned Parenthood. They should be prosecuted. They should be going to prison for this, but instead, Cecile Richards, the president, the head of Planned Parenthood, makes $1 million a year off the trafficking of human being body parts. It's hard to believe we're even having this conversation.
Yeah, I know. And Holly, the 21-page civil complaint that the district attorney's office filed, it's gut-wrenching to read some of the details of what's going on with Planned Parenthood and these companies.
You know, Matt, this is probably one of the most gut-wrenching things I've ever had to write in my whole journalism career. It just makes you ill to see these two companies and their family operations, ironically. They both share the same facilities, the same finances, everything. So they're both sharing the profit, per se. And to read that they hired a marketing company to create a catalog for them to sell fetal hearts and brains and livers and kidneys at more than 70% profit. I mean, they would sell a heart for up to $674 in profit.
That's profit.
And put that on their website, like they're selling home decor or something. These are babies they're selling. It's just heart-wrenching.
Yeah, a liver. So if you imagine this, you got a catalog like you would have a sports catalog to order sports equipment, or a clothing catalog. You could order various kinds of clothing. Gives you the photographs or whatever, and it gives you the prices
the
of these different
parts.
Things. Here, this is a baby parts catalog.
Yes.
It's like an auto parts catalog.
Right.
It's like opening up an auto parts catalog and you want to find out how much does a transmission cost or a bearing. Here, it's human baby body parts. So for a heart, they give a price and they have up to $674 in profit. I don't know how much they're selling it for, but $674 profit, liver, $233 in profit, stomach, $221 in profit,
small intestine,
$664 in profit.
And they do that intentionally, Matt, so that they can put offer discounts or have a sale per se on these parts. I mean, they're even inflating their packaging, handling, and shipping fees, and they're overcharging U.S. customers and educational institutions. They typically get the highest prices, where the deepest discounts are usually offered to international distributors around the world.
And let's not forget here that, you know, to your analogy, Matt, with the selling of auto parts, for instance, online and the catalog setup, that's perfectly permissible. That's perfectly legal. That's commerce. What we're talking about here is a violation of criminal law. Not only is it appalling, not only they should be going before a Nuremberg-like trial. Cecile Richards should be standing and facing a judge and jury for this. She should be facing prison time for this. It's not only unethical, it's not only horrific, it's a criminal violation. It's illegal, and yet these heroes, David DeLaden and Sandra Merritt and the Center for Medical Process Progress, these are heroes here. These whistleblowers are heroes. They have been targeted by Planned Parenthood. They have been targeted by activist attorneys and district attorneys for prosecution. Of course, the cases are being thrown out right and left, but still, the heroes here are called the are being victimized.
Right. Well, one case that's still going, and it's going to take a lot of defense work on our part, is this case that Planned Parenthood filed against Susan Merritt in San Francisco and David DeLaden. And we're representing Sandra Susan Merritt, and David DeLaden's represented by another group of attorneys. And they have filed against them, saying that they're responsible for millions and tens of millions of dollars in loss of state and federal tax dollars because of these videos, and they want them to be held responsible for it. Well, now I think this lawsuit that was filed by the Orange County District Attorney against these companies, mentioning where they got this from Planned Parenthood, is going to really help our case. It's really revealing, because under California and federal law, you cannot sell human baby body parts. And it doesn't matter whether Planned Parenthood's selling these in some of these cases, for example. They may be buying the human body parts for $20 or whatever it might be, and selling them for $700. Doesn't matter whether they're buying them for $5 or $10 or however much they're buying them from. Planned Parenthood is engaging in illegal acts by selling these at whatever price to a distributor. And these people that are distributing it, they also are engaging in illegal activity as well, both under California as well as federal law. And like you said, Holly, this company was hired by these organizations to market to various kinds of places that want to buy these. And they include information about prices for fetal heart, brain, lungs, kidneys, liver, large intestines, small intestines, skin, skeletal, muscle, and bones, and more. So if you want to buy all these parts, just go to this catalog.
Yeah, it's
you know, if this is not a human being,
no,
then why are they listing all these parts for sale? This is a human being that they are murdering and dismembering.
You know, it's just so hard to fathom that people can live in their lavish lifestyle, have businesses, have employees. Then this is what they do every day for a living. They sell
baby parts. Yeah, they wake up every day and they kill children.
How can you sleep with
yourself? And they wake up every day and they sell baby body parts. I don't know. You know, it's like you look back on Nazi Germany and you wonder, how in the world could they get so callous?
Yeah,
that they would brutally torment and murder and kill human beings. They get to the point where they don't consider them human beings anymore.
Well, and there's a complicit citizenry, people that sit back and allow this evil to happen. There's a complicit media that covers it up and calls it, euphemisms like choice. Yeah, dismembering a little girl and selling her heart is choice? I think not.
And you've got Planned Parenthood screaming about losing funds. Why don't they just go to Richard? They look in Richard's pocketbook. I think all the funds are going into her pocketbook.
Yeah, she's
$1 million
a year.
Hello, you know.
To run a butchery organization, every single penny that she's earning has blood draped off it. It's all over it. And for anyone to suggest, I mean, we have candidates, and we have a president, and we have other candidates that are so strongly blinded by abortion that they believe that you ought to have abortion no matter what it is, no matter the gestation, and no matter the kind of abortion. It's just radical. We need to return to some sanity. We need to return back to God, and we need to protect our children. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Pray for our case involving Sandra Merritt against Planned Parenthood.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.